You mentioned that your estimate was about a doubling of risk of arterial events. Are there models out there to predict what the risk is, a baseline of arterial events? And what are some of the key factors in predicting that?
The considerations related to risk for arterial thromboembolic events, in one part, should be looked at as those which are standard risks for cardiovascular disease. Now, most cardiovascular studies, including intervention studies, have excluded patients with cancer. So we do not know whether typical risks associated in non-cancer populations extrapolate to cancer populations. And this gets even more complicated because of all the other issues going on in cancer patients. Within the study of irinotecan-5-FU leucovorin plus or minus bevacizumab and several other studies, there's been a model to try to identify which risk factors may predict for those who are at higher risk of an arterial thromboembolic event. At this point, that appears to be patients who are older and those who've had a prior event. Patients with an arterial thromboembolic event more than a year prior to enrollment were allowed to participate in the clinical studies. However, a prior event more than a year before and age over 65 do appear to increase the risk for having an arterial thromboembolic event in general and in particular with bevacizumab treatment. Now, the one thing to remember is that there were very few patients who had a prior event in their history. Therefore, the greatest number of patients where we have information about risk have to do with those who are older. If one looks at older patients, the risk related to that being older versus younger carries an increased risk of about threefold or so. Now, if one combines both the risk of being older and having had a prior event, the risk may be as high as 7 to 8-fold above baseline. That is close to 15 to 18% versus 2 to 3% background risk. Now, the one thing which makes this important for doctors to discuss with their patients is the following. The first is the true risk, including the background risk, probably should be discussed with each patient. Secondly, standard interventions to reduce cardiovascular risk should probably be given to cancer patients unless there's a contraindication compared to what would be used for patients without cancer. That is, use of low-dose aspirin or a statin are probably appropriate if they're otherwise indicated and without any other contraindications. Lastly, the consideration to remember in discussing this risk with patients is that older patients, despite the increased risk of an arterial event, do benefit from bevacizumab. In fact, the improvement in survival, disease control, and response rate in older patients is identical to that seen in younger patients. This has several implications. The first is that older patients are at higher risk for many problems, including arterial thromboembolic events. While those go up with bevacizumab, the greatest risk to morbidity and mortality, even for older patients with metastatic disease, is their cancer. And a low background risk related to these arterial events doesn't change the overall picture related to morbidity and mortality for patients with advanced disease. The question will come up, though, on what the risk-benefit is in the adjuvant setting. This is why we need to see the final results of the current ongoing studies so we can make a rational determination of whether or not to treat older patients, or for that matter, younger patients, with bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting.